Brilliant. Thanks very much indeed for your welcome. It's lovely to be here. For those who don't know me, my name is Simon Dowdy, and I'm the vicar of St. Botolph's Aldersgate, which is the church just by the Museum of London. And these talks here at Moorgate are run sort of under the umbrella of St. Botolph's Aldersgate. We run the Aldersgate talks there on a Tuesday. Now, this is a different week from normal. So our plan for the next 25 minutes or so is to think together about the vision for these talks. So if, whether you're a regular or whether this is the very first time you've been, it's a good day to be here. So we remind ourselves what our vision is. We're then going to hear about, we're going to have an interview, and then Brian is going to update us on our finances, and then there'll be a time for questions at the end. So let me read. You'll see on the back of the notices the three verses there from Luke chapter 8. I've been spending a lot of time in Luke chapter 7 and 8 over the last few weeks or so. And let me read them to you. Luke chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. I guess we could have gone to lots of different places in the Bible in order to see what the vision is for talks like this. But these seem to be good verses to me for us to be looking at. Luke chapter 8, verse 1. Soon afterwards, Jesus went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their means. Now, these verses, as I said, really summarise, I think, what these talks are about. Right from the beginning of Jesus' public ministry in Luke's Gospel, right from when he launches his manifesto in chapter 4, we see really that Jesus' ministry is a ministry of teaching and a ministry of proclamation. I think it's easy to lose sight of that. You know, as you read through the Gospels, our attention, I guess, is naturally drawn to the miracles. Those are the things which perhaps stand out. And yet Luke reminds us here that Jesus is essentially a preacher with a message that needs to be heard. Verse 1 again, soon afterwards he went on through cities and villages proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. In fact, the very next verse after this passage, verse 4, we're told when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, again, he taught them. It's an amazing scene. People from all the surrounding towns coming to listen to Jesus. What does he do? He teaches them. Indeed, proclamation is a big theme for Luke in his gospel. At the end of his gospel, he quotes the words of the risen Jesus as he says to his disciples that the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. In other words, you see, it answers the question, how can we, 2,000 years after Jesus walked on earth, how can we hear and receive the message of the forgiveness of sins that is at the heart of Jesus' message? Well, it is through hearing God's word proclaimed. And that is why the aim of these talks here at Moorgate week by week is simply to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ to the thousands of people who flock into this part of the city every day for work. They are here in London from all nations. It's one of the joys, isn't it, of living and working in London. The nations are here. The nations have come to us. But notice as well, as this focus on proclamation, notice also in verses 2 and 3 the lovely snapshot that Luke gives us of those who have followed Jesus. Yes, there are the 12 apostles, but Luke also mentions three women. Remarkable in a society where rabbis generally wouldn't teach women. And yet Luke honours them. He names them. They're from a variety of backgrounds. There's even Chusa, the wife of King Herod's household manager. It's wonderful, isn't it, to think, and Luke doesn't tell us, but perhaps we might speculate how many people in Herod's household, King Herod's household, heard about Jesus because she was there. But what is it about these women? Well, yes, they've become disciples of Jesus, but actually they then, having become disciples of Jesus, they give themselves to him in his service. End of verse 3, they provided for them out of their means. It's a lovely little snapshot of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, someone who has been forgiven much, who has received the forgiveness of sins, and now having received the forgiveness of sins, having been forgiven much, what do? They are actively engaged in serving Jesus with the gifts, abilities, talents they have as he goes about this work of proclamation and teaching. Now that gives us our second aim for these Moorgate talks, and that is that we want to equip disciples of Jesus Christ to be disciples of Jesus Christ here in the workplace and to be using their gifts and abilities to serve Jesus in this work of proclamation and making the message of Jesus known. I guess it's fair to say, isn't it, that the workplace is one of the hardest places in which to be a disciple of Jesus, perhaps second only to being a teenager at school. Some of us will remember that, others won't, but certainly in the long hours and busy, demanding jobs, the temptation all the time is just to kind of keep our heads down and to just get on with the actual job that we're being paid to do. And of course we need to do that, but the temptation is enormous, I think, simply then to forget about serving Jesus. In particular, we're keen to serve Christians by encouraging them in their evangelism. So think about someone, for example, who works in North London. They're involved in a local church there. They work here in Moorgate. How are their colleagues going to hear the message of Jesus? Well, I guess especially given the fact that their colleagues are unlikely to live nearby to where they are at home and near enough to go to their local church. Their colleagues could live in Brighton or in Essex or in Maidenhead or somewhere like that. So they're unlikely to go to their home church. And that is why there's a whole network of churches across of lunchtime talks across London like this, so that actually we can invite colleagues to hear the gospel, not in our home churches, which may be many, many miles away from where they live, but actually just within a few minutes' walk from where they work. So for those who don't know, the network stretches from Canary Wharf, there's Moorgate, St Helens, Bishopsgate, the Aldersgate talks here in the city, and then further west across to Fleet Street, St James Clerkenwell, and further west into the West End. So then those are the two aims of these talks. One, to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ to those who don't yet know him. Two, to equip and encourage disciples of Jesus to serve him in the workplace. And I hope that your experience, if you're a regular here, I hope that your experience of these talks is that every week those talks do both those things. So we deliberately keep the talks to half an hour so that people know, when we're going to start, when we're going to finish. Every talk is aimed for anyone, from those who are looking into the Christian faith, just exploring things, to those who are committed disciples, to everyone else in the middle. And I very much hope that that is your experience. And of course, in addition to that, we run Christianity Explore courses on a regular basis for those who are wanting to think more about Jesus, and the regular partnership Bible study groups as well for Christians for whom those would be suitable and appropriate. Just to say that we do not regard ourselves as a substitute for being involved in a local church where you live, nor do we regard ourselves as being in competition with local churches. It means that we won't generally do a lot of the things which you might find happening in a local church. We won't run things like marriage courses or parenting courses. And you may find that we don't teach the kind of the breadth, if you like, of the Bible that you might get in a local church. So please don't hold back from getting stuck into these talks at Moorgate because you are involved in a local church. I think some people find there's a bit of a tension there. My view is they very much work together, and that actually being stuck in serving Jesus in the workplace can only be beneficial when you're then back home, and vice versa. So don't hold back from getting stuck in here because you're involved in the church already. And don't hold back from getting stuck into the Moorgate talks either, because perhaps you come from a sort of different background or whatever it is, or your church is slightly different. St. Botolph's Aldersgate is a Church of England church. Not that you'd know that, I guess, from the surroundings here, but the temptation may be to feel, I don't quite sort of fit in for whatever reason is. One of the things that I think encourages me of these talks, as well as the talks at St. Botolph's Aldersgate, is just the real breadth of people. And I think it's absolutely fantastic, from all sorts of different Christian backgrounds, who are actually wanting to put aside some of the differences they may be in our sort of Sunday churches, but actually to put those things aside for the sake of our shared commitment to Jesus Christ here in the workplace and our shared commitment to making Jesus known here in the workplace. Soon afterwards, he went on through cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this great privilege that we have of proclaiming the message of the forgiveness of sins, just as the Lord Jesus proclaimed that same message. We thank you that your kingdom will come one day, that it will be seen, the new creation, a place where there will be no sickness or suffering. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for each one of us here. We thank you for the privilege we have of being placed in our workplaces to serve the Lord Jesus, and we pray you'd help us to do that. And we thank you very much for these talks, and we pray you continue to use them such that Jesus might be made known. And we ask it in his name. Amen.
Amen.